It's moisturized, the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, different, moisturized Rolly 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new, moisturized Rolly 903. From Hollywood, the Rolly Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton with David Forrester and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Dick Ryan, Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. To bring you Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Rolly Cigarette Program.
It ain't Fred Allen, kiddies.
Fred Skelton!
Thank you very much. Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Say, did you know that Douglas Fairbanks Jr. was just over on Bob Hope's show smoking Rollies?
He was?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that nice of him?
They just sent in. I don't know what it means. There's no laugh or anything. There's a boy who slides this material under a door and then runs. We just read it as he hands it. 903, Rod.
903, Red. Say, I hear you and the gang took a trip to Mexico.
Yeah, we drove down to San Diego and had lunch, and then we went over to Tijuana, and when we got there, the whole town celebrated.
Tijuana celebrated, huh?
No, San Diego.
Well, what kind of questions did the customs official ask you when you crossed the border?
Oh, they asked you where you were born, and they found that I was Red Skelton, and they let me go right into Mexico.
Really? Yeah.
They said they heard last week's show and they didn't blame me for leaving the country.
Oh, you're kidding, Red. Say, Wonderful, seriously, what do the customs officials ask you for or look for, I mean?
Oh, liquor, dope, bowl, weevils, anything that might be bad.
Well, what happened after they checked your luggage?
They passed my luggage and rejected me.
Well, did you have any trouble understanding the people, Wonderful?
Oh, no, sir. By the way, there was a time when I could speak Spanish as well as I could English.
That's so? When was that?
When I was a year old.
Hey, you know, as Spanish is an easy language to learn. While I was down in Mexico, the little kids were running around speaking it.
Say, while you were there, did you eat any of that Mexican food?
You mean that internal hot food?
Yeah.
I poured that hot stuff all over the top of my food, you know?
That's really hot stuff.
Hot? Didn't use my cigarette lighter the rest of the day.
Did it taste good, Wonderful?
I don't know. My mouth was too full of ice cubes to notice.
Hey, you know, Rod, Tijuana is just like a big department store. Everybody's selling something to the tourists.
Is there enough business to go around?
I made $8 on the corner I had.
I understand it's wide open. Where'd you stay in Tijuana?
A little hotel down at by the ocean there.
Did it have running water in the rooms?
Yeah, every time the tide came in. I chased a grunion out of my bed 3 times. Hey, on the way back, we stopped at a wonderful hotel, the U.S. Grant in San Diego.
Oh, that's a real American hotel.
Yeah, no vacancies. Hey, I had one of my writers with me by the name of Richmond, see? And he sneaked out without paying these bills. But the manager of the hotel was from the South, and he laughed like mad. He says, that's the first time Richmond ever took Grant.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Rolly 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Rolly's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Rolly 903.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, take a tip from that famous star, Douglas Fairbanks Jr. Smoke this new Rolly 903.
new blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new, all new. Smoke the new, all new Raleigh 903. It's moisturized.
And now Anita Ellis will sing Life Can Be Beautiful from the program of Henry Morgan.
Life can be beautiful. How do I know? Somebody wonderful just told me so. Life can be summertime when it's really full. Love can come anytime, anytime at all. Nights can be heavenly. Take nights like this. What makes them heavenly? Only your kiss. Through all these many years, guess I always knew that life could be beautiful. Can be heavenly. Take nights like this. What makes them heavenly? Only your kiss. Through all these many years, guess I always knew life could be beautiful with you.
Thank you very much, Miss Nussbaum. Tonight, the stories and poems from our skeleton scrapbook of satire are about the police.
A rookie cop takes quite a lot. Seems pranks and ridicule never stop. When Clem was a rookie, taxpayers said, "Lookie, do you call that prop a cop?" Chapter 2, The Rookie Cop.
Yes, sir, I'm telling you, walking beats is really killing me. I'll be glad when I can take off my shoes and spread out my toes like the wagon wheel spokes. Wouldn't be so bad being a rookie cop except for the things they make you do. The boys down at headquarters send me over to a beauty shop and told me to tell them to put a stop to them crime waves. Tell you, them operators stood there and looked at me like I was nuts. I just stood there and looked back like I wasn't. Howdy, Chief. Did you send for me?
Well, it's a little soon after breakfast, but come on in. Oh. I want you to take over the radio and send out these reports.
Yes, sir. Boy, I finally got a desk job. Oh, boy.
Wait a minute. Is that any way to carry you a gun?
Well, I think my ear makes a very nice holster.
Supposing you saw a bank robbery. How could you draw your revolver real fast? Why, you might blow your ear off.
Oh, no. I'm kind of quick. Watch this. You got any pace?
Ma'am, did you ever stop to think that you're the number one moron?
No, I'm not quite that conceited, sir.
All right, get on the microphone and send out these reports.
Okay, I'd love to. I'm so thrilled about being on the radio. I think I'll call my program Clem's Other Moron. Testing, hello. Testing, hello, hello. Calling car 10, calling car 10. Put up your top, boys, it's raining. Calling car 36, go down to Sunset and Moonrise Street. Actor just stole a ham from a delicatessen store. Bring back the one without the government stamp. That is all. Kadiddlehopper. Hey, say, Chief, if you're going outside, would you mind moving the police car? I just remembered I left it parked by a fire plug out there, and I don't want to get a ticket.
You move it. I've got some work to do on the lie detector.
Oh, by the way, how is the little woman? Is there anything else for me to do?
Yes, you better put on your overcoat and head for the south side of town. You'll have to get back to pounding a beat a little longer.
Oh, yes, sir.
O'Connor.
You want me, Chief?
Yes.
I'm supposed to be gone now, sir.
Let's put on a disguise and go out and throw a scare into Clem.
All right, that should be good for a laugh. You know, that south side beat goes right by the graveyard.
Yeah.
Well, here I am, only 3 blocks from the graveyard. Yeah, sure, I don't want to go any closer. Nearly scared a ghost to life the other night. Now I'm 4 blocks from the graveyard. Well, there's Sarah Dew's house. Well, how about that? She's still got her jack-o'-lantern in the window. Second thought, that's Sarah Dew.
Who's out there?
Me.
Well, howdy, Clem.
Well, howdy, Sarah Dew. Howdy doody to you.
Clem, did you come to Bill and to cool with me?
No, your bill's too sharp.
How do you like being a policeman?
Oh, it's fine. Someday I hope to be a plainclothesman.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'll wear my uniform inside out.
At times I wonder how you ever got on the police force.
Yeah.
After all, you're not a college man.
No.
You're not a high school man.
Nope.
Kindergarten?
Next semester. Well, I better go make the rounds on the beat.
Well, do you have to go down by the graveyard, Clem?
Yeah, they put the call box on the other side of it.
Oh, gee, I can never be that brave.
No?
Why, you know, I'm afraid of my shadow.
You should be. That crowd following you there.
Well, you ain't so skinny yourself.
Well, none of us officers are. In Canada, the police are mounted. In this country, they are stuffed. If you care to, you don't mind if you do. If you've got any place to go, you better go. It gets kind of gruesome from here on.
Oh, it sure is dark.
Yes, it is.
Clem, look over there. It looks like 2 men are standing.
Where?
Over there.
Oh, that's just a couple of stumps. I'll throw a rock over there and show you. That's funny. The stump threw the rock back.
Clem, look in back of you.
In the back of me? But how do you do? Well, see you later. See you later.
Are you going somewhere?
How are you, Mr. Bilbo? You tell me. How are you? Well, I'm a limb of the law, boys. A rotten limb, of course. But what are you boys doing here?
We live here.
Graveyard?
Yeah, how would you like to sit in on a game of bridge with us?
But there's only 3 of us.
Oh, that's okay. Rigor mortis will set in. You're a policeman, eh?
Oh, yes, sir. Just a rookie, of course.
We don't like policemen.
No?
Shall I rub him out?
No, put that eraser away.
Put the eraser away?
Yeah.
I do look a bit drawn, don't I?
Don't let him hurt you, Clem.
Oh, don't worry about me. I eat a lot of spinach like Popeye. And if one of them guys lays a hand on me...
Yes, if I lay a hand on you, then what will happen?
Spinach will fly all over this place.
I think I'll knock this guy unconscious.
I'm sorry, boys. Mother Nature's already beat you to it. Now, look, if you'll kindly put on your track shoes, I'll run you boys in.
Suppose we pay you a few bucks. Will you let us go?
No, sir. No, I won't. I'm going to be a good cop. There'll be no bibs, no bribes. I'm going to need a bib the way I'm drooling over it.
You think honesty is the best policy, eh?
Well, Prudential's pretty good.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but you're not taking us in.
Come on, let's go.
All right. Where are you going? Here.
They're behind that tree. Get them.
I'll get them. Where's my gun? I'll come out of there. I'll go get them. Now, I must be calm. Boys, I must be brave. Must be going.
Listen. That jet of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rowley 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rowley 903 is unlike any Rowley cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new, all-new, new blend, new freshness. New taste.
And remember this about the new Rowley 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, based on a method used by the United States government, prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rowley 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rowley Cigarette Orchestra play Horace Staccato.
Chapter 3, Don't Be Afraid of the Law. A child should always be told that the policemen, big and bold, are not the boogeymen, but really their friend. Then delinquency will be left in the cold.
You hear me, Junior, is that you?
Yeah, quick, hide your telephone, Grandma. The police is collecting them.
What?
Down the street, a big police wagon pulled up, and it backed up and it's taking all them men away that hang around upstairs over the pool room there. And they said they was betting on the horses up there, but they couldn't find any horses, only telephones, you know. As soon as they get going, I'm going to sneak back and see if I can find myself a horse.
I had a hunch that was a bookie joint.
Well, then why didn't you tell Gramp? He thought it was the bank. He's been putting his paycheck in there every week.
Junior, yeah? Your grandfather is no gambler.
Oh, no? Then how come you don't even serve him diced carrots, huh? How come?
Well, let's go down and see the excitement.
Yeah, come on, this way, boys. Hold on, hold on. Put four wagons, everything down there. What's more excitement? Look at the crowd, look at the crowd.
Oh, isn't it disgusting?
Right.
How people have nothing better to do than to stand around and stare when the police are doing their duty.
Yes, it is. Of course, you and I just happen to be passing by at the time.
Now, don't get in the way, Junior.
Now, I want to get up where I can see you.
I said stay here.
Now, you let me move up there or I'm going to tell.
You'll tell what?
I'm going to tell everybody that you is your bookie.
Why, you? That isn't so. I know nothing about gambling.
Oh, no? Hey, Queenie, $2 on triplicate.
Okay, win, place, or show.
Oh, you hit me. You broke me with a
skull.
Look what you done. You hit me on the back of the head. Look.
What did I do? You're holding your necktie.
Oh, I thought you knocked me with a tongue out.
Oh, look. The officer is bringing a couple more.
Oh, boy, dear. Whuff
them All up. Right, get in that wagon.
Whuff them up a bit, officer. Whuff them up.
Out of the way, sonny. Get off the patrol wagon.
Now, I want to see if me grandpa's in there.
Junior, stand back. If they have a reason, there might be some shooting.
Does they have to have a reason? The lawbreakers. Why don't they just shoot them down? I'd love to see the real gun battle, boy. A duty in the street, boy. That's what I'd like to see. Right in me in the middle of it. Bang, 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 bang. And then finally they hit me. They fill me so full of lead they could use me for a pencil. Oh, boy. And if they know I'm dead, done for. Going to the way. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
I scared me, Dad.
Bless his little heart.
Yeah, bless his little heart.
Now, don't cry.
Yeah.
Oh, look.
What?
There's Jim Hawkins from
Jim
down
Hawkins?
The street.
Oh.
Now, behave yourself. I'll be right back.
Yeah, take a run up Alan Jolly there and see if we can find him. No, I'm gonna go over there. Look at them long leather seats in that patrol wagon. You know, I'd always wanted to ride in one of these things. I'm gonna crawl in there and see what's going on.
Hi, little boy.
Hey, help me up on the seat. It's kind of slicky there.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you are.
Thank you. You going to the Who's Cow Lady?
Well, I ain't going to the Waldorf.
Oh?
Boy, you kind of start kind of young nowadays, don't you?
Mm.
Hey, what'd you get arrested for, breaking a window?
Can you get arrested for breaking the window?
Why, sure.
Boy, if me grandma ever squeals on me, I'll go up the stream for life, boy. They'll call me Big Creek Cookie, boy.
Junior?
Hmm?
Junior? Yeah. What are you doing in the patrol wagon?
Well, don't yell, you scared me, too.
Come on, let's get out of here.
Yeah, okay, boy.
Hey, pipe down in there. Hey, Fatso, get back in there and sit down.
Fatso.
Just a minute, officer. You can't talk to me like that.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm getting out of this patrol wagon.
Oh, no, not unless the chief says so.
But I didn't do anything.
That's what they all say.
Get the last of them, Sergeant.
Okay, let's go.
Oh, boy. Whee! Here we go.
Whee! Riding in a patrol wagon just like a common criminal.
Well, it's only fair. After all the taxes you paid the city, they owed you a free ride. You know? Oh, look, Grandma, they finally caught him.
Who?
Kilroy. He was here, too. Look. Hey, why do you look so funny, Grandma?
How will I ever face my friends again?
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to sit back and enjoy this experience because I got a feeling I'm not going to be able to sit down for a long time. Hey, look at that dirty-looking fellow over in the corner. I'm going to go over it. But, howdy.
Howdy. What's your name?
Junior's my name, but kids call me Butch until I had my first fight the other day. Now they call me Junior again. What you kicking the rap for, buddy?
Oh, nothing serious.
No?
But look, how would you like to help me?
How?
I've got a gat here, and if they search me and find it, the chief wouldn't like it.
You're worried, huh? What about me? I got 3 slingshots and some uranium spitballs in my pocket.
Here, Slip this gun in your little
coat. No.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
Don't
now
that.
Go hide it up at the other end of the patrol wagon.
Yeah? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, everybody out.
Now, let's see. What can you hide this gun? I know. I'm going to slip it right back in the guy's pocket again. I'm going to hold it.
All right. Step lively.
Where will I find the chief? Believe me, I'm going to have you walking the beat
for
this.
Yes, we will.
You mail-ordered Dick Tracy. Yeah, you...
pipe down, plumpy.
Plumpy!
Hey, where's the phone? I got it hooked in my mouth, please. Where's the phone? Here.
All right, now step up and walk out on that platform.
Now, don't push it.
Stand with your back to the wall.
Yes. Hey, what's this little boy doing in the lineup?
I'm here with me grandma, Hair Trigger Trixie.
Officer, this is a horrible mistake, our being here. You see, my grandson got into the patrol wagon, and I went in after him, and they wouldn't let him out or me.
Yeah, you see, and to show you what kind of a nice citizen we is, that fella standing over there, he tried to give me a gun, and I put it back in his pocket.
What's this?
Grandma, come
on. No,
the kid's right.
Come
He's
here,
got
sonny.
A gun.
Yes, sir.
Come
yes,
here,
sir. Yes, sir. Wait.
Now, tell me, why did you get into the patrol wagon?
It's because I wanted to see what it was like.
Tell me, were you afraid of the policeman?
No, why should I be? I didn't do nothing. Some of the kids on our block is afraid of the policeman, though, but I'm not. Because my grandma, I asked her about that, and she said that people make a big mistake when they make their children believe that the policeman will get them, see? And then if you ever get lost or you see something that's wrong, why, you wouldn't have the courage to walk up to the policeman and tell them, see? And as long as we is good and respect the law, why, the police will protect us, see? And the policeman is my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not afraid.
Well, now, would you know if you were breaking a law?
Sure, everybody does.
Oh.
Sure they does. Like, now you take me grandma there. When she's driving too fast, she says, watch for the cops, watch for the cops. Yeah. And then sometimes when we cross the street and against the signal, she says, well, there's no cops around, we can jaywalk. Come on, let's go.
Yes, it's those little things that make the police work so hard.
Yes, it is.
Now tell me, what are you going to be when you grow up?
Well, at the rate I'm going, I don't know.
You don't know what?
That I'll ever grow up. Well, you laughing Irishman, you.
Well, it's all good to know that the younger generation likes and respects the law.
Yeah.
Look, here, I'm going to give you something.
What?
A policeman's badge.
A real one?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, goodness. Look at it. Hey, Grandma, look, a policeman's badge.
Well,
look.
Oh, Junior. Look. Well, let's go home. Sure? Your grandfather is expecting us.
Well, let's wait here and we'll surprise him when he drag him in, huh?
Come on now. I have something to give you.
Well, careful what it is, kiddo. I may have to run you in, you know.
I'm only going to give you a big hug.
No, I'm sorry, kiddo. You can't do that. It's against the law. It's un-American to take the law in your own hands.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. Well, next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening, and thanks for buying Raleigh. See you in San Francisco tomorrow.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all five counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh, pipe tobacco.
The brand of grand aroma. Keeps home, sweet home.
It's Sir Walter Raleigh. Sooner or later, your favorite tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Highway accidents are becoming more serious every day. You can do your part to reduce accidents by reducing speed to fit prevailing road and weather conditions. Keep windshields and windows clear. Check and repair brakes, tires, windshield wipers, electrical systems, defrosters, radiators, and lights. Pedestrians can aid in using care in crossing streets, especially at night. Let us all help to prevent the mounting toll of accidents. Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening during the week. Listen to People Are Funny with Art Linkletter next Friday night. And join us again with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard on this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Dick Red Ryan Skelton was heard through the courtesy of Parole Board number 3.
Red Skelton is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation.
The National Broadcasting Company.